White, Johnstown, Wisconsin, September 19th, 1867. Dear son Willie, here we are at the place of meeting. Our tarrying place is in a large, pleasant, convenient house. A few rods from the house, a large tent is erected. Around this are 12 small tents put up by brethren who will take care of themselves through the meeting. At Battle Creek, we heard many inquire, "Where is Willie White? Is he not coming?" They were disappointed in not seeing you. Friday morn. Meeting was held in the tent all day. Yesterday, your father spoke twice. I spoke three times, short each time. Our meeting in the evening was excellent. The Spirit of God rested upon nearly all present. Your father seems real smart, cheerful, and free. The people here in Wisconsin and Iowa are anxious we should remain several weeks. We may do so. We hope, dear Willie, you will not forget to watch and pray. Remember, you are one of Christ's soldiers. Be faithful. Seek to please your kind Heavenly Father. Speak and act at all times in such a manner that your conscience will not condemn you. Be cheerful, but be guarded in regard to relating stories which will create a laugh. Let sobriety be cherished. In regard to the fair, do not you go, my Willie. It will be no benefit to you. I would advise Betsy, George, and the younger children not to go. Be content to remain away. It is best to keep from temptation as much as possible. Is it appropriate to pray, "Lead us not into temptation," Matthew 6, verse 13, and then, with eyes wide open, walk right into temptation? Brother and Sister Maynard are enjoying very good health. They also enjoy the meetings. I think there were 300 present last evening. Willie, set out all the strawberry sets that are strong on our place and get some of the best kinds from Brother King. Don't get any Chileans. Don't move the downing, the old plants, only the sets, for we wish to get all the berries from them we can. Willie, bathe every week, twice a week if you can. You can go down to the house, build a fire in the kitchen stove, and bathe. Rub yourself dry. Dear children, Willie, George, and Sarah, I am glad you are praying, children. This is good. God will listen to your sincere prayers, although your words may be few and broken. It is the heart God looks at. Love God, keep His commandments, and angels of God will guard you, will be around about you. Don't trouble grandmother. Seek to please her. May the Lord bless you all, is my prayer. Betsy, you must be of good courage. Trust in the Lord. Pray, believe, be thankful. In haste and love to you all. Signed, Ellen G. White. Postscript. I have written to Brother King to send or bring you strawberries. Signed, James White.